Sprint triathlons are the most accessible standardized triathlon format. The race consists of a 750-meter swim, a 20-kilometer bike, and a 5-kilometer run performed one after another. Despite the name, racers usually maintain a steady effort rather than sprinting from start to finish. Super sprints are shorter. They typically cover 500 meters, 10 kilometers, and 2.5 kilometers, and some pool events shorten the swim to about 400 meters. Participation has grown sharply, with a reported 50-60% increase over the past decade. The distance is challenging, but it is not overwhelming. Elite athletes can finish in about an hour or less, while beginners commonly finish in 1.5 to 2 hours. A typical beginner split is 15 to 20 minutes for the swim, 45 to 60 minutes for the bike, and 20 to 30 minutes for the run, plus transition time. The main argument is that a 12-week plan allows a beginner to finish a sprint triathlon with only 4 to 5 hours of weekly training across 6 to 7 sessions. The plan works because it spreads development across 3 sports, applies progressive overload, and includes recovery. It is divided into 4 phases. Weeks 1 to 4 are base building. The focus is low-intensity aerobic work, technique development, and strength training. Weeks 5 to 8 increase volume and intensity. Tempo work enters near 90 to 95% of lactate threshold, and brick workouts are introduced. Weeks 9 to 11 are peak training and race simulation. Longer efforts are done at race pace, bricks become regular, race nutrition is practiced, and open water swimming is included when applicable. Week 12 is tapering. Volume is cut by 40 to 60%, while some intensity is maintained. Rest days are included, race equipment is practiced, and the athlete prepares mentally. Proper tapering can improve performance by 2 to 3%. A practical weekly schedule includes 2 swims, 2 rides, and 2 to 3 runs, plus 1 rest day. Example: Monday technique swim, Tuesday flat ride, Wednesday easy run, Thursday rest, Friday drill swim, Saturday longer ride, Sunday run plus a short brick. The emphasis is on consistency rather than perfection, with flexibility for work, family, and life. Swim training should prioritize consistency and technique over intensity. Beginners should swim 2 to 3 times per week. Drills such as breathing exercises, body position work, and sighting are important, and endurance should be built gradually. For sprint distance, one longer swim of about 20 to 35 minutes per week is appropriate. Open water practice is important for sighting and swimming straight. Cycling training should begin with basic handling. That includes clipping in and out, cornering, riding straight, and one-handed skills for drinking. Maintain a cadence of 90 to 100 RPM to save the legs for the run, shift early, and ride safely and predictably. Running training should build volume gradually, targeting about 10 to 15 kilometers per week for sprint distance. Beginners can use run-walk intervals to reduce injury risk. Common problems include plantar fasciitis, shin splints, and IT band syndrome. Proper shoes, stretching, and foam rolling are useful. Brick workouts are especially important because they train the body to transition from cycling to running. Beginners should start with short bricks. Example: a 10-minute easy ride, a 15-minute moderate ride, a 5-minute tempo ride, then a quick transition and a 10-minute easy run. Transition practice should be efficient but not rushed. Smoothness reduces mistakes. Gear does not need to be expensive. A first race can be completed for under $300 with essentials: goggles, swim cap, tri-suit or swimsuit, wetsuit if the water is below 72 degrees F, bike, CPSC-approved helmet, water bottles, cycling shoes, quicklace running shoes, race belt, and cap or visor. Optional items include sunglasses, transition towel, anti-chafe products, aero bars, a tri-bike, and a bike computer. Nutrition and hydration are critical. Losing just 2% of body weight to dehydration increases fatigue and reduces performance. During exercise, aim for 14 to 27 ounces or 400 to 800 milliliters of fluid per hour, adjusted for heat, humidity, and sweat rate. Sweat rate can be estimated by weighing before and after a workout. 1 pound lost equals 16 ounces of sweat. Water is usually enough for workouts under 60 minutes. Longer efforts require sports drinks providing electrolytes and carbohydrates. Sodium needs are typically 300 to 600 milligrams per hour, with heavy sweaters needing 800 to 1,200 plus milligrams per hour. Carbohydrate intake should be 30 to 60 grams per hour during extended exercise. After workouts, consume 0.5 to 0.7 grams of carbohydrate per pound of body weight within 30 minutes to replenish glycogen. The critical takeaway is that sprint triathlons are an ideal entry point into multi-sport racing. They provide the full triathlon experience in a manageable time, develop balanced fitness, and serve as a stepping stone to longer distances. Success depends on a structured 12-week progression, consistent training, technique work, brick sessions, adequate recovery, minimal essential gear, and proper fueling. With this approach, a beginner can move from limited endurance to finishing a sprint triathlon confidently.